My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Football is back, and so is Boomer Esiason on this show, and we will talk to Boomer coming up at 8 this morning on Gerard Mayo's decision to start Jacoby Brissett over Drake May. Speaking of that, Gerard Mayo was on this show yesterday, and he joins us every Monday during this NFL season, and I did not hear his answer to a question on this show yesterday the same way that Sports Illustrated did. And so I'm curious if which way you heard it. So yesterday when Gerard Mayo was on, asked him about saying on this show a couple weeks ago that Drake May had outplayed Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, you know, I should have given him more context.
Hold on. I'm not done yet. Had outplayed Jacoby Brissett. Clearly, I think that's what he said.
Yep.
Asked him to clarify then yesterday why Jacoby Brissett was starting over Drake May, if Drake May had outplayed him. And now, Shime, this is the answer that he gave.
Yeah, you know, I should have given more context to the comment at the time. Look, Drake had more playing time in the preseason than Jacoby, and that was intentional. So as we talk about the developmental plan, like, we know what it is internally, but that was definitely intentional. We know what Jacoby can do. He's played a lot of ball in this league. We see him every day in practice, and we know what he's done in the NFL as well. So, look, we have full confidence. I have full confidence in Jacoby leading our team into the season, and you know, the players feel the same way. You know, those guys selected him as a captain, so that should say a lot as well. This is the way we're going to go. And like I always say, as the head coach of the team, like, I'm trying to make the best decisions for the organization, not only here in the present, but also in the future.
Okay, so the way Sports Illustrated heard that, and they called it essentially a hilarious pivot attempt by Gerard Mayo, was that Drake May had outplayed Jacoby Brissett when it came to time and snaps in training camp, and not to performance level, which I did not, I didn't hear that. I mean, do you think that was the intention of Gerard Mayo? Is that what he was saying?
Never even crossed my mind. Trying to play devil's advocate. Not even, like, that is such a stretch.
It's a stretch. Okay. All right. Cause that would be ridiculous if that were what he was saying, was that what he meant on this show was that he had outplayed him snap-wise, snap-count-wise. That would be ridiculous.
But let's go around the room. Who believes that Gerard Mayo wants Jacoby Brissett to start week one?
I don't
think he does.
Okay, so it stands to reason that he's maybe saying that to someone, because he's being told what to do.
So then where he was capping on the question we asked him is when he said, I have final say.
Yeah.
He was kind of said it adamantly, like, I have final say when it comes to depth chart. I think I asked him that. When it comes to depth chart and starters, I'm not talking about bringing guys in, who you drafting, free agents, you know, retaining guys, none of that. Depth chart and starters, who has final say? Is it the offensive coordinator when it comes to the offense?
He said it was all him. Buck stops here.
That's what he said.
Why does he keep saying we?
Yes.
He did it again. Yes, he did it again in that answer. He said, I have full confidence in him.
Because he went into this thing telling everybody how collaborative it was going to be. And so he's trying to walk the line between collaborative and between making the final decision, I think.
The confusing part to me real quick is when he goes, we know what Jacoby Brissett can do. He's played a lot of football.
Which is not very much.
Right. So what is this season? That's the biggest question I have then. What is this season then? If you know what Jacoby Brissett is as a starting quarterback, you're not going to win many games. So you're just basically saying we're putting a guy out there that we feel like who
is a pretty good backup.
We know what Jacoby can do.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
You know, we've come so far since my inauguration.
The news.
On that day, I told you, as I stood in that winter, we were stood in a winter of peril and winter of possibilities. Peril and possibilities.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
That if you get gum, I don't know if you can freeze it or get... how you make it hard.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I will be hearing that for months and years.
On WEEI.
Fear as a 26-year-old worker became trapped by coal on a train yesterday in Bridgewater.
Ooh.
Mitch is grabbing this video of it all going down, but the employee of Stiles and Hart Brick Company was pulled out from being trapped waist deep in coal around 1:30 p.m. after being stuck since 9 a.m.
So it took him 4 hours to get him out from under So he was working on the train.
Correct.
He was working on the railroad, as the song goes, and the coal fell all of it on top of him?
Yes.
Oh, no, thank you.
And I'm guessing in a situation like that, even you trying to get out is probably going to dig you deeper.
Yeah.
Like a quicksand situation. Mm-hmm.
Did the Bridgewater police chief zoom in for this baby?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope he should.
Okay.
But he had to be flown to a Boston hospital. There is no identity being released of this worker, and there's no update on how he is doing. We can hear from the owner, Lincoln David Andrews, on BZ.
Is truly remarkable. The quality of those responders and the protocols that have been put in place and the professionalism that they have, because everybody here today has borne witness to the first responders' actions.
Mm.
Okay.
It's crazy.
That is my, what's it called? Like when you really, really are afraid of like...
Irrational fear?
Yes.
That's what Courtney said moments ago.
Is that what you said? I wasn't.
Yeah, she did.
I was looking for the word.
Yep.
But to be trapped because I'm claustrophobic.
Yep.
So to be trapped in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big irrational fear for most.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
appreciate that, Curtis.
Thank you for tuning in.
You say a lot of things.
You do. Yeah.
There are a lot of words.
When I had said that.
But we say that multiple times. Like we say in a week, we probably say irrational fear like five
no,
times.
No. But Greg has another word for it. He's opening the door on the airplane.
A call of the void.
Yeah. That's a call of the void.
Yeah. So I didn't know exactly what, you know, what it is like the worst way that
wouldn't want to go that way.
Yeah.
Under a giant train car full of coal.
Trapped anywhere.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
Stephanie Bagu, a woman in Marlboro, she's a mother, and she's saying that her kid was put on the wrong bus and dropped off alone on a local street after his first day of school last week.
Oh.
This is terrible. Bagu received a call from a number she didn't know. When she answered, there was a woman on the other line who said she pulled over when she saw her son standing on the side of the road alone. Her son had been there for 3 hours.
Oh my God.
This is terrible.
How old is he?
They just say a young child. We can hear from Bagu on 7 News Boston.
We hug him and try and calm him down, and we're like, what happened? He's like, I told him I don't belong on the bus, and they still put me on the bus. Just grateful that he was okay. He wasn't hurt or anything. Just really thankful that someone didn't walk off with him.
To have a nice person pull over too and take care of him, it could have been anybody. Nice. Right. They are so lucky, and that is, I mean, I'm pulling my kid from that school, right?
Yeah.
How do you mess that up, like getting kids on the wrong bus?
By the way, Greg, curriculum night last night for James, baby?
Curtis,
we are cooking.
The kid is like two.
He's 25 months.
The curriculum is, please tell us when you have to go potty so we can change your diaper.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I think he might graduate high school by 10.
That's impressive.
I understand that the money is endless in the family, but I mean, it just seems like you're throwing a lot of it away.
I'm certainly not. I mean, curriculum, he's going to be fluent in three languages.
You got a real live Doogie Howser on your hands.
Sure thing. I mean, Ken's not going to pay me enough. I need James to do something. I mean, God.
So you know exactly what his classes are?
Yep. The first week when they really stagger it is, you know, the more you pay, the less you stay. So they don't really start until Tuesday of next week.
Some of the classes, though, sounded interesting. Like the one that you mentioned, ways to berate the household staff without sounding privileged. I thought that sounded like a really good class.
I mean, it's essential learning.
Yeah. Yes. All right. We should take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.